This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 7 after the hour for the official overview this week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with His Eminence Michael Cardinal...
Michael Cardinal Harrison? His Eminence?
Yes, he is. His Eminence is here.
Was I given a promotion?
Yes, you were.
Just last week, I was a choir boy.
No, you did a very nice job last week. Thank you for all of your service above and beyond the normal call of duty here. John, the job here is to take all the stories and the people, the two lists that Michael and his staff prepare every week. Their research is done on News Talk Radio stations and with the hosts, personalities, the programs on these stations, talking about issues of the day. So we'll get to the list of stories, have a comment or two probably here and there, and the people that are on the list. So let's go for it, Michael.
Yeah, we have had quite a week, and it's good to be back with you, Doug. You and I haven't been on together in a couple of weeks, so here we go.
Nice.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff push. We're coming down to the wire, and that's exciting, especially for those who find baseball exciting. And National Football League action, and the NFL will also be on this survey when we get a little higher, but it's at number 10. At number 9, Wiener sentenced. At number 8, the passing of the legendary Hugh Hefner. At number 7, we still have the Trump-Russia probe. At number 6, the Puerto Rico devastation. At number 5, North Korea's threats and sanctions and all that. At number 4, the Ray Moore victory in Alabama. At number 3, GOP's ACA repeal. At number 2, the Trump tax overhaul. And at number 1, back to the NFL, the NFL anthem protests. Crazy, crazy week. The people on our survey, Roger Goodell at number 10, Anthony Weiner at number 9, at number 8, Hugh Hefner, at number 7, Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, at number 6, Kim Jong-un, at number 5, Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, at number 4, Stephen K. Bannon, at number 3, Roy Moore. Mitch McConnell is at 2, and guess who's number 1, the man to whom the world is addicted for entertainment, input, excitement, and hope, Donald Trump.
Huh. Addicted to.
There is a terrible Trump addiction in this world now. Everybody's addicted to Trump.
All right. So what is the Trump effect when it comes to News Talk Radio, this insatiable desire to talk about him and how he inveigles himself into, or he is one way or another inveigled into even the storylines of comedy TV sitcoms like Will and Grace this past week. Did you watch that?
No.
The return of Will and Grace? Well,
no.
It was basically a toss to those who don't like Trump. That was basically the line, all those good lines. The lady who is the, I never used to watch Will and Grace at all, but because my lady friend is very interested in it, she wanted to watch it. I think Deborah Messing is a very interesting character. I like her as an actress. But, man, do they like the, they had a field day. But apparently it started last year, Michael, with some YouTube get-together of all the cast, and it was before the election, and that sort of is what spawned this revival and also this week's episode. So,
It was anti-Trump, huh?
Well, you could take it that way. I think that's what came across to me.
Did you write a letter?
No, I'm not going to sit right down and write them.
Well, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah. Dear Grace. It's like listening to radio. When you like the radio program, you stay with it. If you don't like it, you turn it off or go to another one. Same thing for me.
But I think people like Trump even when they dislike him. When I said addicted, I don't mean addicted to him as political approval. I mean addicted to him as, okay, what's he saying now? And it's such an easy topic for talk show hosts. You say, what's the impact on talk radio? He's easy. Yeah. It's so easy to do a show. Trump is the, in my history of following media, which is basically what I do for a living, I have never, and you know the term that I use, media exhibitionist, which is a nice way of saying a person who just will do anything to be out there in the media.
Yeah.
This guy is...
There are a few talk hosts who fall into that category.
We all know people like that, and to a certain degree, we're all like that. It's a matter of degree. It's a matter of degree. Anybody who has a Facebook page has it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So, okay. so we're all media whores, if you'll pardon the expression. So that being said, Donald Trump has it more than any human being I have ever studied. More than Kim Kardashian, more than... and
more attention? Is that what you're saying?
He craves the spotlight. He seeks it, and he gets it.
Do you think he has a personality disorder, and that's why he does it?
Oh, I think we all have personality disorders. I think that within the realm of his craving for attention, it's... abnormal. I don't know if it's disorder. Disorder means it's maybe unhealthy or it's malignant. No, it's abnormal. I think the craving for attention is a normal part of our human psyche. I think we all seek it to one degree or another, unless you're a hermit and you don't want it. And that's, you know, that's actually the disorder. People that don't want any attention or be with anybody else, they're the ones that are strange. But I think he's abnormal. I think he's extremely abnormal in that regard.
Mm-hmm. So that gives people something else to talk about. I find his personality troubling. I guess that would be the word that I would use or his actions. I don't know if it's his personality or his actions, but his actions come out of his personality. So it's really hard to be in the camp unless you're drinking the Kool-Aid, and I haven't liked the flavor of the Kool-Aid. But having said that, I do think there are a lot of things that he's addressing and doing that need to be addressed and need to be fixed. Whether it's being fixed the right way or not remains to be seen. I think there are way too many people who are far too judgmental in terms of the effect of his policies, but his approach, the tweeting and the bombastic comments about people that work with him or for him in public,
I
wouldn't run my company, and you wouldn't either. You wouldn't say to Kevin Casey on the air, you know, Kevin, I think your work sucks, and it's time you straighten it up, or I'm going to get rid of you.
I wouldn't for two reasons. One, it's the wrong way to deal with somebody.
Yeah,
and in the case of Kevin Casey, it's not true.
Right.
Every day I get up in the morning, I thank God I have Kevin Casey in my life.
Yeah. But that's a pretty good example. He's done it with the Attorney General. A lot of people that work for him, or who are on his staff, if you will, Sessions is getting in the neck all the time.
Yeah, no, and I think that's abysmal. That is a different subject.
It's not
subject.
A way to build a team, and
it's not a way to treat people.
But how has
people.
He been successful as a developer and as a businessman when he treats people like he seems to? And that's his rap. You hear from other folks who say he's just like that. Dealing with people in business.
I think that you have to determine what your definition of the word success is. I don't believe it is a given that Donald Trump is successful. That's like saying anybody.
Depends on how you measure it. Yeah, all right, I give you that.
Okay, I mean, that's an important point.
Isn't he successful? He's president of the United States. He's reached a level of success that other people have ever reached.
No, he successfully reached the level of president. He has not yet been a successful president.
Ah, interesting. Look at that.
Okay, Hillary Clinton reached a level of getting the Democratic nomination for president and the first woman to do so. Is she a success? Mm-hmm. You see, the height to which you rise does not necessarily equal to success. A person could be a very successful bus driver and be a terribly unsuccessful president.
Yeah.
And a person could be poor and extremely successful. And a person could be mega wealthy and be, you know, an idiot.
Yeah. Well, money doesn't necessarily come because you're smart. Sometimes you're lucky. Sometimes you're good. So it just depends.
Right.
On lots of different things.
I just wish we all thought that. I wish we thought more that way than just, you know, said somebody's successful because they of, you know, all that glitters.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's a certain amount of superficiality to those measurements, I think. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, asking about a bad hair day. Perhaps you're not doing so well in the hair department. Your nails breaking. Are there things going on with your body? Your skin is aging. You don't like the way you look. You don't like the way you feel. What is missing is the question, and what's going on with my body? Well, you probably have a problem with your immune system. Your body is not healthy. It's not getting a good, strong blood supply. And so the answer to this, getting your immune system, that's the other thing that so many Americans are having a problem with. The immune system is just either breaking down, it's failing, because you're not eating enough of the good foods, the natural foods that are enabling, or not, depending on whether you're getting enough of them in your system, your immune system to act the way it's supposed to. And there are a lot of people who think a lot about supplements. You hear a lot of ads about supplements. You hear this claim, you hear that claim. Well, there's one claim that makes a lot of sense to me, and that is if you want to have a good, strong body, most any doctor will tell you, you got to have a strong immune system. And if your immune system is weak, the way to fix it is to go online to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, and use a code DJV to order a bottle of their fruits and vegetables. Now, it's not like you're getting a banana or you're getting a piece of pepper or something like that. No, what you're going to get is a capsule that has all of these fruits. There are 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. If you take one veggie capsule a day, one fruit capsule a day, you'll get it. And in a month, your immune system will be supercharged. Stay on the program for a couple of months, and they guarantee your system will be boosted by as much as 700%. So then things will work well in your body, your hair, your face, all of the things that you want to feel good about that you don't now will be enhanced by your using the products that come from Balance of Nature. So go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, get the first month supply of these fruits and vegetables in a capsule free. First month free. The free month supply comes when you go to balanceofnature.com/DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in news talk radio. We do this every week, we being me. I'm Doug Steffen, and Michael Harrison, who's my comrade and friend. We've been together in this venue for probably 15 years. The program's been on the air for pretty much the entire 25 years Talkers Magazine has been in existence. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that Michael has created over the years to focus on this one thing, the fascination people have of what's on talk radio and talk television.
Yeah.
And we're into
talk media.
Yeah, talk media. The Trump effect on talk media. I thought it was interesting. I saw a survey about what people who listen, this was a focus group, and the question was, Michael, when thinking about news commentary, pick the statement that best describes your preference. 65% said, I prefer some news and some commentary on both radio and television. 26% said, I prefer all news and news headlines, no commentary. 9% said, I prefer mostly commentary. I already know what the headlines are. I want to hear issues explored, discussed in detail. That's kind of an interesting, isn't it, huh? 65% some news and some commentary.
Well, so, I take those kinds of surveys, you know, very lightly.
Yeah.
I like
good conversation pieces.
Yeah, I like a platform. We're talking about platforms, you know, news organizations. CNN, right. It's a platform. New York Times, it's a platform. This show is a platform. You know, it depends on what the purpose of the platform. But if a platform presents itself as news and talk, I like a news department and commentary. I'm still old fashioned. I like a radio station that has an on-site news department that every so often will do the news. I remember when news at the top of the hour, some places news at the top and the bottom, and then you talk about the news, which is commentary. It's like a newspaper. Newspapers platform. It has the editorial pages, the op-ed, guest columnists. Sometimes they provide different points of view. Sometimes the paper is a Republican or Democratic supporter. And then they have, you know, just hopefully, objective journalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. I like
but there
the
isn't much of that anymore, is there, really?
It's not that. Well, everything is targeted now to the preconceived notions of a target audience. Mm-hmm. The
How does that work? Would you mind explaining that to the audience that doesn't quite understand the jargon?
Rather than say, we're going to do everything we can to be objective journalists and objective commentators and let the chips fall as they will, people that strategize how a newspaper, a magazine, a TV show, a news operation will operate, they try to come up with content that will already be agreeable and appealing to the choir they're preaching to. They target people's preconceived notions and play to it. There are radio stations that are all Trump all the time for people that love Trump. There are hosts out there who will play to people. Look, MSNBC and Fox, Sean Hannity versus Rachel Maddow, prime example. Fox is in business to please and appeal to the Trump supporters. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, she's in business to appeal to the Trump haters. She's not going to suddenly do a story and say, you know what? Trump just did something great. I got to rethink my... They're going to ignore it. They seek victory, not right. truth. And I'm not blaming kind of. I'm not blaming those two. I'm saying that's the way it is all across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very interesting to get all these. I just saw a headline, Liam Neeson now. I mean, why would he be even saying anything about anything? He was interviewed by somebody about his political beliefs, and he started by bringing up some parallels between Trump and Nixon and the era in which they were leaders. Interesting. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds. Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebates. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Four at the hour now, the weekly overview of the hot hits. The good news is this program has been going on and on. It'll be here as long as Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen can take a breath. You can follow us if you want. The weekly podcast, blogtalkradio.com/talkradiocountdown. All right, the review of the hot hits every week. You can find some of the older shows too, blogtalkradio.com. You can also find it on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, but it's /, make sure you, if you're looking for it, everybody wants to know, what's the real thing? What am I going to find? It's blogtalkradio.com/talkradiocountdown. So Michael and I have been talking about the Trump effect. I came across some results, and Michael says, well, I don't give much merit to some of these focus group things, but a lot of people make the decisions on how to program the station, Michael, on the results of these things. One of the other questions that came up in this focus group, do you feel the hosts of news talk programs ought to get behind President Trump, or should they be critical of his actions? Do you have any reservations about it?
It all depends on who you're asking.
45% said both. 33% said they should be critical of his actions. I have reservations about 25% said they should get behind President Trump. So, no, I don't think it's...
It's like, who are they? You know, what does it mean? It's numbers. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
I think that ultimately all artistic and creative decisions have to come from a combination of observable facts and intuition. I don't believe that research or statistics is going to take you forward. It's just going to keep you where you are. It's going to tell you what the past was.
So why do people pay so much attention?
Because of the corporate structure. The corporate structure, people have to justify their decisions because no one believes that anybody's gut is valid. So what you do is you pay somebody else to give you their gut, and then you use it as research. I've always said one man's gut is another man's research. No gender implied there. One person's gut is another person's research.
Well, what are you deciding to do this for? Why are we making this change? Well, according to research, it says that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. As opposed to, well, because it just seems right to me. You know?
Yeah.
Why are we playing that new record by a group nobody's ever heard of called the Beatles? Well, you know something, they really sound cool. And because so-and-so's playing it, because so-and-so says it's good.
Somebody else started.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So if you don't go, everything starts with somebody's gut.
Mm-hmm.
Every movement, whether it's art, whether it's political, whatever it is, it starts somewhere with somebody's intuition. And then as it spreads, as it develops, as it evolves, it becomes researched and, you know, numbers and analyzed, and it becomes something else. But it doesn't start with that. You know, if Henry Ford asked people, you know, what they wanted, we'd have horses with wheels.
Some places we do, depending on if you go to the Amish country or not, for sure. All right, so a couple of other things that are nuanced in, I really like bringing you out. You like talking about these things because you don't have much of another chance to do it, and it gives people a chance to maybe look at their own values and think about their own values as they compare what you say to what they may be thinking. The information that's coming out this week about the Russian interference in the election, there's the whole business of the Russian, that was number seven this week, the Russian-Trump relationship. Twitter says, quote, "It deeply respects the integrity of the election process, which is the cornerstone for all democracies. We will continue to strengthen Twitter against attempted manipulation, malicious automated accounts, spam, as well as other activities that violate our terms of service." So this comes on the heel of Facebook admitting that they sold ads to the Russians, and people getting indignant about it. I thought it was pretty... are we that naive that we think in this era, when there's so much influence to be had by using social media, we don't think the Russians are going to buy ads to, even if they're not hacking? Isn't there a certain naivete that goes with that thinking, Michael?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of naivete about social media.
And about, yeah, that's a point. Yeah.
And about this whole thing, fake news.
Yeah.
We live in an age of propaganda, and we live in an age when it's very difficult to discern the difference between propaganda and objective, credible, thought-out real news. And because of social media, anything could be amplified and spread like lightning. Right. So that's a dangerous combination. And I mean, there is evidence to indicate that the Russians might even be behind this whole outrage about whether or not the flag should be stand for it and salute it or kneel and all this stuff going on.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Where'd you hear that?
I heard it somewhere. I don't know. I'm just saying I heard it. I'm not saying it's true.
Fake news? No, it's true.
I don't know what's real. That's why you have to be skeptical. I'm skeptical. I've always been skeptical of even the credible news agencies. To me, that's not new that they make mistakes or that they're biased. But I certainly have a very, very large amount of skepticism about stuff that comes from sources I'm not familiar with, especially the Internet, a la social media. Just don't believe what you hear from any side until you have a chance to really study it, analyze it, and have it vetted by people and organizations that have earned your trust, and even then be skeptical.
It's a pretty amazing world we live in, Master Jack. It really is.
Well, it's scary when you... Look, if you want to go through life naive, there's an old saying, it's true, ignorance is bliss. But ignorance is also a plague. And we just don't have enough security in this thing called reality for us to have the luxury of choosing the course of ignorance. Ignorance is dangerous. It's just too dangerous out there not to be vigilant and alert and smart.
That's very well put, Michael.
Thank you.
what do you remember about the first Playboy magazine you ever saw?
I don't remember. I was in a conversation yesterday, and that question came up. What were you doing the first time you ran into Playboy? And I think I said, oh, another girly magazine. I think I
really?
Already see. I don't remember. I remember seeing.
1953. Come on now. You're only six years old.
I was a lot younger than that. But the point is, I don't remember my first Playboy magazine. I just remember finding somewhere pictures of naked women. Which I found fascinating. my initial exposure to pornography was, and I found it very, very exciting, was watching the changing of the mannequins at Macy's window in New York. And then... Are you all right? then I found deep interest in international expeditions on documentaries about remote expeditions into the jungles and native tribes. Do you remember what pornography was like when you were a child?
I didn't know it was pornography. I just thought it was cool.
Do you realize what pornography was until I was
you were probably a teenager.
Well, you were probably quite repressed as a child. But
no, I was on the farm, and I was used to seeing everything that there was to see. I knew about sex when I was 6 years old. Sex is no big deal. I saw the cows having sex all the time. There was no, that's gross.
Is that how you learned about the birds and the bees from the cows?
Yep, from being on the farm. Yep. That's how I did it.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yep. And who's on the farm now? Nobody. That's one of the reasons we have so much deviancy. In the days when, I mean, there's certainly always a bit deviance around, don't get me wrong, but more and more people on the farm seeing chickens and goats and sheep and cows doing it. Okay, so that's how they do it. All right, big deal. Next. And so it doesn't get to the point of that we've become such prudes and so silly about sex in our country.
But don't you think that a certain degree of prudishness makes sex more fun?
Of course. Makes it more exciting.
Don't you think that it has to be dirty to be kind of erotic?
Well, in my... In my case, no. But if you really care about somebody, I think that brings it around. But stimulation comes from...
Well, can you have satisfying sex with somebody you don't care about?
Is that a question? Is that a personal
question?
That's
a rhetorical... I'm going to get you off the hook. It's a rhetorical question.
No, I'm okay.
It's a rhetorical... No, don't answer it, because we don't care what you think. But,
okay.
And nobody cares what I think about that either. The question, though, stands as a part of a discussion about the impact that Hugh Hefner had upon our society and what his role was in the evolution of pornography. Mm. Pornography is one of the, if not biggest, money-making industries in the world today, even bigger than National Football League media. Mm-hmm. So I find, all joking aside, and I love to joke about these things because it's fun, but all joking aside, this is a profound sociological phenomenon that's interesting to analyze.
It is. All right, 45 past the hour. All this is interesting. That's how we keep an audience here. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's the latest offer from MyPillow, MyPillow.com, underscoring the fact that you need a new pillow every single year. Michael, how often do you replace your pillows?
Every day.
No.
I don't know. I haven't thought of
Brenda
it.
Brenda, that's in charge of that anyway.
After listening to you, I went out and bought a MyPillow because
I mean
I hadn't thought about it, but you know, the pillow can make you very uncomfortable, plus they get disgusting after a while.
They really do.
The human head is a terrible place.
Oh my God, dirty hair if you don't take a shower for your
dirty hair,
head.
Dirty thoughts.
Dirty we back to that again.
Those dirty
what
thoughts.
What kind of pillow did you Hefner have?
Not only is your dirty hair rubbing off on the pillow, so are your dirty thoughts. Very disgusting.
Awful.
Go on with the commercial.
Let's clean it up. MyPillow.com. Well, I think you've said it all. All I have to do is tell people to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get 50% off the four-pack of pillows. 50% off. That's their deal right now. It's a good one. Get those pillows replaced in your home, in your bedroom, on your bed. MyPillow.com. Made in America by American craftsmen. It's machine washable. 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't get a good night's sleep, send it back, get your money back. They wouldn't be in business, man. It's the biggest pillow company in the country now. MyPillow.com. Buy them direct from the company. Big savings. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
All right, we only have a minute left here, Michael. As long as we're in the Hugh Hefner pew, we might as well talk about Michael Wiener being sentenced to 2.5 years in the slammer. That hasn't got much play outside of New York, though, really, has it?
It's a sad story.
It
has national implications. It's just that, you know, there's so many other things going on. And Wiener's been around a long time with this story. So
he's going to
prison for 21 months. I think he got off easy considering he was involved with somebody who was underage.
Right. How about Roger Goodell and the way the NFL is booted? You got about 15 seconds for this one. But the Roger Goodell phenomenon from Europe.
They have a headache on their hands, and time will tell how they sort it all out. I think it's just going to fade with time. There'll be something new next week or two. You know, that'll be the end of it.
Well, we have a short attention span anyway, as is exemplified by all of these lists that you have at talkers.com. Talk radio review, 10 before the hour.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at the legal aspects of what's going on this week, countdown-wise. The hot hits in talk radio as analyzed by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams and identity theft. At this time of year, or maybe given the circumstance, Steve, it doesn't hurt to report and repeat some of the warnings for these hurricane scams, because there are still plenty, as people, you know, out of sight, out of mind for the most part, but people are still looking to capitalize on the misfortune of all these people in the Caribbean who have been wiped out.
Interestingly enough, Doug, the newest round of scams, you know, we have the charity scams about which people have been warned. You're going to get a call or an email or a text solicitation for phony charities, and you got to check out these charities ahead of time. But the latest scams that the FBI is warning people about are phony investment scams. You're going to get a call. We've got a great company, and you look it up, it's a legitimate company that is going to be getting a lot of the work for recovery and repair after the hurricane.
Invest in it.
So now is the time to invest in them. And this is just the latest version of what they call pump and dump. The bad guys buy these companies that really aren't in line for any big hit when they're low valued. Somehow people fall for the scam just because someone tells them that the company is going to soar. They invest in it. Temporarily the price goes up. The scammers sell their stock. The truth comes out. The stocks drop. And all the people that thought they were going to make a killing in the market got killed. So yeah, you always got to check out investments.
I think there's a Jewish term called yensing, right? You get yensed under those circumstances. Have a yensing.
It's true indeed.
Yes. All right. Let's get to a couple of the items that are in the story section of this week's chart for Talkers Magazine. Last week of September, the Trump Russia probe. If you saw Will and Grace this week, you saw Grace's character there. The one of the lines in the show, if you and your wife like to watch it, the premise is that she gets an opportunity to redecorate the Oval Office. So she goes into the Oval Office and finds a little lockbox on the desk, opens it up, and in it there is a Russian-American translation or a dictionary. Obviously with a shot at this. So anyway, how far can we go legally? How far does this is all politics, or is there some legal hook to this?
There's some real depth to this investigation, and in fact, some of the things that, you know, like many of these investigations, they start at one thing and they end up at something else. You know, people forget that the Clinton impeachment, and he was impeached, he wasn't convicted, started with what was called a Whitewater investigation, and it was an investigation of a real estate deal. Well, that didn't pan out, but they found other things. Well, here we are still finding intensive involvement between Russia and trying to hack the election. Now, what is the connection with people who were in the Trump campaign? That may be something there. It may be, you know, not coming out. One of the interesting things I'm finding is with all the leaks in Washington, this investigation has been done at a very, very professional level without much in the way of leaks. So we don't know precisely what they're finding, but we do know that now Twitter is involved with phony Russian accounts, and our democracy is really in danger. And this is not something focusing on Trump, and Trump, you know, calling this fake is absolutely ridiculous. He may or may not have had any involvement, but Russia has really trying to manipulate our democracy, and Mueller's doing
it in other countries as well. They seem to be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
The Wiener sentence, number nine, former Congressman Wiener sentenced to, what is it, 2.5 years or something?
Yeah, 27 months. He won't do that amount. They'll find a prison where he can get his rehab, sending obscene materials to a 15-year-old girl, over the Internet. He is a sick guy. He does need some help. I don't know if prison will help him or us or not.
Mm-hmm. What is it? You know, the guy's got a problem. But you wonder how he was handled. My question more, and I didn't ask it well, is his sentence less than somebody else who didn't come from the same stature or would have gotten? Did he get treated with kid gloves?
No, he pretty much got what anyone would have gotten there, and maybe even a recognition that he was a repeat offender. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was treated the same.
All right. Good. Thank you. The overview of what's going on legally, a couple of the stories, courtesy of the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.